Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:25 British Summer Time, and this has been, and indeed is, a fascinating, another fascinating day in the markets. And things have been pretty much up and down. I think the key piece of news that has happened, and it's really only been in the last half hour or so while I've been putting the comment up on the site, was that we had this ECB Council member, Alex Weber, coming out and saying that the weakness of the euro was doing wonders for the European economy, and long may it continue. So, as soon as the market heard that, started bidding up the dollar, and we are looking at quite a little bit of dollar strength in here at the moment. The euro had been up earlier on in the day, but it is currently down almost half a cent. Sorry, just over half a cent, at 122.18, and the yen is also up 100. 0.71 at 107.32. But while that is quite important for the currency markets, and looking at the dollar index, after rising for, sorry, for falling for more or less the last 5 days, it is really looking quite strong here at the moment, and it's looking like a very small key reversal after that very small short downtrend. It's up just over a third of a point at 87.86. This has had quite a knock-on effect in the commodities. Gold, which had been as high as 426, is down to 423.55, so down 120. Oil, on the other hand, oil has had really a very up and down type of day. It was up in early trading. It's currently down 126 at 52.50. So that is really right on the bottom side of the trading range over the last 4 or 5 days. I closed out my natural gas today, pretty close to the high. David got excellent execution, and he got out right at the high of the day. And that is that which had been up at 7.43 on the July contract is currently sitting at 7 even. And that has been really very, very volatile, and it's primarily been driven on initially on news that there wasn't enough of gasoline in reserves, and then another news story came out about 3 hours later and said that there was plenty of heating oil and diesel, and that knocked the distillates right back down again. And then when you had this dollar rally coming in, it's really given quite a strong hit to a lot of these commodities. Just looking at our broad commodities page, and pretty much every single one of them is down right across the board. Corn is down 4, soybeans down 7.75, silver's down half a cent. That's really pretty much the steadiest of them. Then all the metals are down as well. One thing I do notice is that the nickel backwardation, which had been as much as $1,000 in the last 3 or 4 weeks, has narrowed right down to 400. So that really is tightening in quite a lot. So that might be something to watch on the price as the backwardation is coming in. That means that near-term demand is drying up. We're also looking at the coffee prices, and coffee's currently down 4.35 at 121.40. Just going to pull that up, because just looking at the prices, that does look like a dynamic. And while not a huge dynamic, it is certainly a rather large move on the downside. So there's definitely some price resistance coming into the coffee. And pretty much the same story up in early trading for the Nasdaq, but currently down 6.5. Same with the S&P. So it's very much a similar story right across the board. The Nasdaq, which has been the leader and has led the whole way up almost in consecutive days for the last 6 or 7 weeks, has been down. Let me just make absolutely sure before I quote you a number. Has been down the last 4 days after that key reversal. So that's upside tails the last 2 days. So there's definitely lots of people out there think that the Nasdaq can rally, and since that is in early trading, a lot of them must be in Europe and Asia. Asia was really very strong today. Well, strong is a strong word, more like steady. The Sensex was up quite a lot. It was up 76 and nearly 77 points. It's quite a strong move. The STI in Singapore moved up to a new high and closed just underneath 2200. It was down on the day but did make a new high. The Nikkei is also finding some support above this 11,200 level. It was up 63 today. So, and just one last one, which is really quite important because it had been a leader all along, was Australia, and that was up as well, set 42.19. So we had a lot of strength in the Asian markets. That has definitely fed through, at least fed through in the early part of the day into Europe, which was really quite steady. And in early trading on the futures, we saw that the Nasdaq was moving up. But since we have had these commodities moving down and some of the oil shares came under pressure, we have seen the Nasdaq and the S&P moving down, but really quite small moves on the S&P and the Dow, whereas the Nasdaq's down about 0.4 of 1%, but 4 days in a row now. What that does say is that there's a lot of people in my part of the world and further east are bidding it up in the mornings, but we haven't got the institutional buying in the US to keep it going up. At least that's the message that the price action is giving to me. So when we see the whole world go bearish on the Nasdaq, that's when we're going to see a dynamic on the downside. We haven't really seen that yet, but I know that David's shorts are must be looking quite good at this point. I think he also got stopped out of his soybeans today. It's down 7 3/4 at the moment, so he's almost certainly been stopped out. But really, a game of two halves in here today, and that doesn't look like stopping at the moment. So that's pretty much the story. Just in brief, we're looking at the Nasdaq coming down, so that's going to put pressure on equities. Oil and natural gas coming off, so we might see just a short-term correction. What we need to see in oil particularly is that it now makes a lower, sorry, a higher low, having seen a higher high, and that would really assert the break of that medium-term downtrend. In gold, we have a little bit of a correction that has been relatively strong, but I don't think that's really anything to write home about. The bonds today are Treasuries are down 8. They have been as high as 1901. They're currently sitting at 118.20. And these bonds, they haven't taken out this high that we saw last Friday. And that really is quite key, I think. If we had seen these move up quite strongly, then we might be going looking at the all-time high, which is around 125. But we haven't really seen that yet. On the other hand, we haven't seen consecutive down days either. The last two consecutive down days were at the beginning of May. So that's over 6 weeks ago. And that was only a very small consolidation at that time. So we need to see consecutive down days. We need to see it make a lower high. And we need to see it make a lower low. That will really tell us that we've come to the end. These things do tend to end abruptly, but we have had plenty of signals that we are coming to an end. Two key reversals in the last 2 weeks, and they've both been almost, one of them definitely countermanded the second one. It's holding its own at the moment, but these things do tend to come down with a bang. So it's definitely one to watch, and I think the chances are that people who are long will be looking more at profit erosion than the shorts getting pushed out. But that's only my opinion. But in the meantime, if there's anything else we can help you out with, or if there's anything you'd like added to the chart library, don't hesitate to contact us, and have a good evening.